Dave Reynolds begins by talking about Hamlet in terms of a comic book interpretation of the tragedy, and ends by calling the play bottomless and perhaps the greatest drama in the Western canon. And that's just it. Hamlet can support it all. They've been doing Shakespeare at King's College in Wilkes-Barre for nearly 7 decades and mining the riches of these theatrical marvels. Hamlet opens at King's College in Wilkes-Barre tomorrow, and it will run through Sunday. Director David Reynolds stopped in to talk with us about his vision for the play and how he decided to take on Hamlet.
My son was actually reading a comic book version of Hamlet. I got him like a children's tales from Shakespeare or whatever, and then he loved it so much that he went out and had his mom get him a comic book version of it with the actual language, and he was just so into it. I thought, well, hey, maybe it's time to take a stab at Hamlet. And man, what a bottomless play. You know, I've directed a fair number of really great works of lots of great playwrights, including Shakespeare himself, and I've never come up against a work that is just so bottomless as this. I mean, there's a reason that people call this the best play of all time. And I was sort of like, kind of skeptical in the beginning, like, you know, okay, yeah, to be or not to be, yeah, don't get worried about it, kind of. And I think that was a good attitude to have, but any idea that you come up with in an interpretation of this play, the opposite is also true. It's kind of unbelievable.
Now, you told us about casting Hamlet.
Yes, I actually cast one of our sophomores. Her name is Ashley Sertival, and she's fantastic. And so when I set out to cast the show, I didn't really think of gender. I just thought, what actor or, you know, actress is best to fill this role? Who could get the depth of what Hamlet is? And I was just utterly impressed with her audition. And I had her play Sister Aloysius last year as a freshman in Doubt, and was just astounded with the depth of emotion that she was able to bring and for such a young actor. And there's no one else that I thought of that I would want to play this role. And so she's been great, just internalizing the role. Because like I said, there's so many different things you can do with Hamlet. And I think she's really found something about the character that speaks to her and that she can relate to. And I'm just tickled with how great she's been. And everybody across the board. These young actors, we talk about a lot how oftentimes you're in high school and it's, oh, we have to do Shakespeare. And there's sort of like this stigma that, oh, I don't understand this. This language is too hard. It's, you know, it's boring or whatever. But, you know, you have to remember that he wrote these plays to be seen, right? It's wonderful that we study them in a classroom. But when you step on stage and you start saying those words, or even if you watch someone else say those words, it can just unlock. And it's, you know, there's a reason why he's elevated to almost a religious status. So like he's amazing. The entire depth of the human condition in his plays.
Now you're setting it closer to our time. What are the things that are resonating most strongly with us today?
Wow, what a great question. I think the themes are so universal. Obviously, it's a lofty thing that Hamlet is dealing with, the death of his father and, you know, his mother remarrying the uncle. But all of the backdrop, it's not even so much that what I think appeals to today. All joking aside, if you take to be or not to be and you break it down and you really mine the text, it's just, I don't know if any speech captures what it means to be human more than something like that. And just the unbelievably dark way of looking at the only reason that we continue to go through life is because we fear what's after. But then there's also wonderful moments of humor and levity. And you look at a character like Polonius and, you know, all the wonderful comic things he says, but then the wonderful things he says to Laertes, you know, neither a borrower nor a lender be, these wonderful, just wonderful things, like these platitudes. And I think that the thing with Hamlet is, you know, there's so many famous quotes that you could pull them all out. But when you actually take it and you look at it as a story, it's still so fresh and so new and alive.
What kind of adapting are you doing or not doing with a young woman playing Hamlet?
I mean, she's the costume towards what you would think of a Kate Hepburn. And I'm also very motivated by, you know, there's a lot of patriarchy in this play, and having strong women, I think, is something that is really interesting in today's backdrop. And, you know, having Ophelia maybe stand up to her father more than in some other productions we've seen, and Gertrude maybe making some choices that we're playing around with the idea that Gertrude's maybe realizing that Claudius isn't the great guy a bit earlier and starting to make some choices. And with Ashley, yes, it's being played, you know, she's playing it as a man, but it's hard to avoid. We're not hiding the fact that it's a young lady playing the part. We're saying Lord Hamlet and he and him, but it's still the emotional depth that she's bringing to the role.
And what about the elements of the supernatural? How is that filling in the ghost?
Right, the ghost, something that I really wanted to do. I've seen lots and lots of really great productions of Hamlet. I get the sense that oftentimes the ghost is very rigid and very, mark me, you know, very, you know, I guess ghost-like, Shakespearean ghost-like. But to me, it was, I really wanted to cut through that. And we talked a lot about, say, hey, Hamlet, that's your dad. That's just your dad. Give him a hug. And so the ghost is, I'd say, less supernatural in this than in other productions, because it tears Hamlet apart. And just putting yourself in that situation of being visited by your father who you loved, who just passed away, and having him tell you the things that the ghost says, and then leaving, right? And then being left with, and the ghost says, remember me. And Hamlet says, remember me. How could I not? And we're also playing around with maybe putting the ghost in a couple other places more than Shakespeare did, just as being kind of a reminder for Hamlet of, as the ghost says, thy blunted purpose. Hamlet's downfall is that he's too smart, or he's too much of a thinker. The action isn't taken. Why do I still live to say these things to do as he's leaving to go to England? It's kind of amazing.
And what about when you advance the time frame of the setting? Does the warlike situation become more important because we're more familiar with the details of that?
I think so. But I think that there's this great debate about modernizing or moving Shakespeare around, and some people are for it and some people are against it. I mean, I don't want to say I'm decidedly for it or against it, but I think that in order to make it work, you need to find a place in a society where there's a through line that works with what Shakespeare was talking about. So there's war in the time of Hamlet. There's war in 1939. There could be war in other places. I think really what that time period allowed me to do was to play around with things orally and visually in a way maybe that I think might bring an audience a little closer to the story than if they were wearing Elizabethan costumes and the music was more of that period.
What about the violence and the bodies in a heap?
It's brutal. I mean, it's brutal. And we're not straying away from... So when Hamlet finds out that he's been poisoned, Laertes tells him, you know, he immediately stabs Claudius with the poisoned sword and then pours the remaining poison down his throat violently. And I think that the violence is there because for the entire rest of the play, like I said, Hamlet doesn't act on anything. Hamlet stands behind Claudius in the moment where Claudius is praying and says, now shall I do it, Pat? But I can't, right? Because then I send him to heaven. So Hamlet thinks and thinks and thinks, so that finally at the end, it's just all this pent-up time that Hamlet's been waiting, and it's just an explosion of violence, which is, I think it's a lot. I think it would have been a lot in Shakespeare's time, but at the very end, you've got four dead bodies on stage, and then that's not counting the other dead bodies that have gone previously. So there's a lot of death in it.
Tell us a little bit more about the way that you're using the music to enhance the storytelling.
Sure, yeah. I'm very lucky to have a student sound designer on this one. His name's AJ Bonk. He's also playing Claudius, so double duty. And the assistant set designer and the dramaturg. He does a lot for us. He and I sat down, and this thing it's been amazing, actually. It's evolved so much. Over the summer, I was convinced that I wanted to underscore the whole thing with the Velvet Underground, and that was an entire different place, right? And then we thought about, well, we like this time period, so what if we take Velvet Underground songs and actually write them and arrange them for big band? So we tried that, and that was interesting. So now where we've landed is with a lot of kind of big band stuff, a lot of things that give you a sense of being nostalgic, even if you're too young for that to be something. For me, I would sit at the kitchen table at my Graham's house, and she'd play Glenn Miller. And so it takes me back to my childhood, although my childhood certainly wasn't in the 1940s, but hearing Benny Goodman, and I'd say one of the most repeated pieces of music or artists that we're using is Edith Piaf. And Edith Piaf basically scores Ophelia. So just the most perfect melancholy sound of the period, I think works just wonderfully. There's a wonderful record player we found that we crank up.
Tell us how we can see it.
We will be at the Maffei Theater at King's College. We have performances Wednesday, so that'll be it's the 14th through the 18th. Wednesday through Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and then a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m.
Now, when you're driving to do an interview at WVIA or you're shopping at the supermarket, are these lines going through your head?
Constantly. I mean, Hamlet's lines, but then I don't know. I think that maybe I'm at a place in my life where I'm associating more with Polonius because I have three kids. And the joy of the speech when he sends Laertes off, but then just the melancholy of like, hey, I'm never going to see you again. And Polonius doesn't know that, and Laertes doesn't know that, but it's just, yes. So the lines are always there.
It's like a good musical score going through.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you go out humming the songs, except you go out speaking the soliloquies, right? our Hamlet actually had a dream that is going to be worked into a bit of an epilogue and a prologue where she dreamt that Ophelia and Horatio and Hamlet were friends as kids, and they used to climb up to the top of the battlements to look at the stars. And so it just floored me, and I was like, oh, man, we got to work that in. And I think that just dawned on me of like, you know, these are almost real people. And it's so tragic, it's so sad, but yet it's that what could have been if a couple of things had gone a different way. To me, this play specifically is just so human and so universal. It works nearly anywhere. I think it works if the actors are wearing black t-shirts and jeans and stand on a platform. The words are all you need. Shakespeare gives you so much, and then when you think you've found it all, there's more. It's amazing. It maybe is the greatest play in the Western canon. It really maybe is.
Dave Reynolds, assistant professor of theater at King's College in Wilkes-Barre and director of the upcoming production of Shakespeare's Hamlet, running February 14th through 17th at 7:30 each evening, with a Sunday matinee February 18th at 2 in the Maffei Theater on the campus in downtown Wilkes-Barre. For more information on the web, kings.edu, kings.edu. The King's College Theater Department presenting its 68th annual Shakespeare production, Hamlet, at 7:30, February 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th, so that's opening tomorrow evening, with a Sunday matinee this Sunday at 2 in the Maffei Theater. For more information on the web, kings.edu, kings.edu. Alors je sens dans moi.